For years, the singer Kate Smith's version of God Bless America has been played at New York Yankees and Philadelphia Flyers games. But no longer. Last week, a fan alerted the Yankees that Smith also recorded at least two racist songs in the 1930s. NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkas has more.
Since September 11th, the Yankees have played Kate Smith's recording during the seventh inning stretch. And the Flyers took her as a good luck talisman after she sang the Irving Berlin classic before they won the Stanley Cup in 1974. There was even a statue of Kate Smith in front of their arena in Philadelphia. For decades, Smith was an incredibly popular and patriotic figure. During World War II, she raised $600 million for the war effort. And in 1982, 4 years before she died, President Ronald Reagan awarded her the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
It's been truly said that one of the most inspiring things that our GIs in World War II, Europe and the Pacific, and later in Korea and Vietnam ever heard was the voice of Kate Smith.
She recorded dozens of albums and hundreds of singles. Among those recordings were two songs whose lyrics are really problematic. In 1931, she recorded a song called That's Why Darkies Were Born. Someone had to slave and be able to sing, That's Why Darkies Were Born. That was a pretty popular song in its day. Even the pioneering black American singer Paul Robeson recorded it. The other Kate Smith song was Pickaninny Heaven. Last week, the Yankees announced they would stop playing her version of God Bless America. On Friday, the Flyers did the same. And yesterday, they took down their statue of Kate Smith. Anastasia Tsiolkas, NPR News, New York.